Lauren Jackson will be watching the opening ceremony. I'm absolutely certain of that. She's an ambassador for Rebel Sport, Australia's preferred retailer, biggest sports brands at best prices. She's also carried the flag into the London opening ceremony in 2012. I think she'd have some great memories of tonight. She joins us on the line. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, how you going?
We're going well. What will you be doing tonight? Sitting down and thinking back to that 2012 Olympics?
Absolutely. I'll be sitting with my kids trying to sort of explain to them what it means, you know, to be an Olympian and this special moment. I think, you know, they're sort of getting to the age where my four-year-old is, where he's sort of starting to understand sport a little bit. And so I think just the platform of the Olympics is going to be really, you know, important for him as he sort of grows up, as it was for me as a kid. So,
hey, yeah. Lauren, good morning to you. You play basketball everywhere at the highest level and then the Olympic experience. What is different? Can you encapsulate in words what's different about the Olympic experience and those games as opposed to the other basketball that you played at such a high level around the world?
Oh, look, the Olympics is just so unique in the sense that you're sort of in this, you know, bubble, for lack of a better term, but with all the other best athletes from all around the world. So you're walking around the village, you know, going into dining hall, eating food with them. You know, you could just be walking down the street and run into Serena Williams or, like, you know, Team USA or, you know, just really incredible people. Federer, you know, in the, that's some of my great memories were being in dining hall, just meeting these people, which was really cool.
Is there a different feeling to you as an athlete when you're representing your country and not one of the other teams that you played for? Is that something that weighs heavily on you as an athlete playing basketball at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I think, you know, for us in particular, the Olympics was really the only time that the public in Australia really got behind women's basketball and really supported it. So I felt, you know, wearing the green and gold, I always felt just so privileged and so honoured. And I think too, because my parents both represented Australia and I knew how important that was to them, that, you know, I was dressing up in their Australian uniforms, telling people I was going to be an Opal when I was, you know, when I was two, three. And so it was my dream. So yeah, it did weigh very heavily on me and I felt very proud.
What about carrying that flag into the, I mean, this is going to be a bit different given the circumstances and the lack of crowd and all that. London was just unbelievable. What, Kate Campbell, you're going to give her some advice on whether she should maybe hand it over to Paddy if it gets a bit heavy? She's got to swim pretty soon.
No, she'll be fine. She's great. Look, I did reach out to her and congratulate her. She's just such a remarkable human being, so kind. And Paddy, of course, you know, we all love him for what for who he is. He's just such a great human. So it'll be fun to watch them just representing Australia and leading that team.
And the girls, the Opals, we've got great hopes for them, of course. And they've had some drama with the whole Liz Cambage situation. How hard is that going to make it?
Well, you know, they just beat Team USA over in America, as did the Boomers. And I guess, you know, losing someone like Lizzie is obviously, you know, a massive blow to the team. But they're playing a different style of basketball without her. They're playing a really run-and-gun style of basketball. They're playing super aggressive defense and being able to get up and really push teams, which it's sort of harder to do with a big post inside. So it's going to be really exciting to watch them, and I think that they're going to do really well.
Lauren, just, you know, I've been reading a lot about, you know, the men's, been watching them and their team and that type of thing, and they talk about how different the basketball is at the Olympics compared to, say, the NBA. Is it the same with the Opals and what they experience when they play elsewhere and the Americans might play the way that they do in their domestic competition to what they have to play when they go to the Olympics too?
Yeah, it is really different. In the Olympics, especially in World Cups and things like that, you've got referees from all around the world who referee their own style of basketball. So FIBA basketball tends to be, and Olympic basketball tends to be very physical and a little bit inconsistent in the way that it's called. So it does make it a little bit harder, you know, as an athlete to, I guess, guess the styles of play each game. But it is super physical, and that's the difference right there is that, and I think the Team USA saw that against the Opals last Saturday. They definitely felt that physicality and just that different style of basketball for sure.
Was there anything that we could have done to make sure that Liz Cambage was still part of the Opals team in the Olympic campaign?
That's a, I really, as an employee of BA, I really can't speak on that. So sorry. Okay. There's an investigation going on at the moment. And I guess until that's sort of concluded, there's no real comment from us.
Can we cover her loss effectively, do you think?
Like I said the other, just previously, I think that there's definitely the possibility that they are going to medal and play really well, like the medal with gold medal. And that's because they're playing a different style of basketball. And also, too, they're playing together. They're really connected. They're all trying to achieve the same goal. And I think that they definitely can pull out the gold. And that was evident last game that they played against Team USA.
And Boomers as well, Lauren?
Yes, definitely. I think this is their greatest shot that they've got. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them play. They've talked so much about culture in the last few weeks and what they want to achieve, and I feel very confident. We've seen them come very close in the last few years, and I think that they're gonna get there.
We've got our fingers crossed as well. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's great to have both our basketball sides in such strong contention. So I'm sure it's going to be a great couple of weeks for you. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Lauren. Thanks, Lauren.
Jackson, ambassador for Rebel Sport, Australia's preferred retailer, biggest sports brands, all at the very best prices.
Have a look at that record. Went to 4 Olympic Games, 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012, won 3 silver medals and a bronze, and is a three-time WNBA MVP, Gary. A WNBA MVP.
When you talk about Australia's greatest ever basketballer.
Yeah, exactly.
Bam.
And couldn't talk too deeply or too much about Liz Cambage, obviously, because of the investigation that's currently taking place. But I think we got the gist of all that. And she's a big, big loss to that Australian team. There's no question about that.